Good morning, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live here at Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida, the spring training home of the New York Mets, getting set for Game 5 of this six-game set between the St. Lucie Mets and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took last night's ballgame by a score of 10-3 after an offensive explosion saw Dunedin plate 8 runs over the final 3 innings after St. Lucie had tied it up in the bottom of the 6th. A couple noteworthy performances from last night. Angel Del Rosario went 2-for-3, including a 3-run homer in his first at-bat after taking over defensively for Glenn Santiago in the 6th inning. That homer in the 7th gave the Blue Jays a 3-run lead, one that they would not give up. And Jeff Wehler had himself a day for sure. 5-for-5 at the plate, a triple, 2 doubles, 2 stolen bases, 3 RBIs, and 4 runs scored. With the win, Dunedin moves back above 500 in the second half at 4-3 and have a chance to win their first full series of the second half with a win over the next 2 days. Elsewhere around the Florida State League last night, Jupiter beat Palm Beach 11-3 at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium just south of here. Lakeland beat Fort Myers in Fort Myers 6-4. The Daytona Tortugas continue their hot start to the second half. They're now 6-1. They beat Tampa 12-2. And then Bradenton staved off a comeback by Clearwater. They were leading 6-0 heading into the top half of the ninth, and Clearwater scored 3 and loaded up the bases before Bradenton could finally get the last out. How that all affects the standings will start, as always, in the East. Daytona, the Tortugas, they're 6-1. They're leading the way by a game and a half over the Jupiter Hammerheads, who are 4-2. The St. Lucie Mets are third, they're 2-4, and the Palm Beach Cardinals, who've already clinched a playoff spot, so the second half doesn't really matter to them, they're 1-6. And then in the West, Clearwater, they still lead this division. They have all season long. Now in the second half, they're 5-2, a game up on tied for second place, the Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin Blue Jays, both of them sitting at 4-3. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Tampa Tarpons are both tied for fourth in the Florida State League West Division. They're both 3-4, 2 games back of first. And Lakeland, they finally got their second win of the second half. They're 3 games back at 2-5. And now we move on to today. Felipe De La Cruz will get the start for the Mets, the lefty out of the Dominican Republic, 22 years old. He's 2-4 this season with a 5.02 ERA. He's making his 12th start, 13th total appearance, 52 total innings of work. His last time out against Palm Beach, he got shelled. 3 innings of work, 5 runs on 5 hits, 3 walks, and 3 Ks. But he got a no decision in his effort. For your Blue Jays, Eliander Acalde makes Sunday start. I'm so used to Game 5s being on Saturday, and for him pitching on Saturday. Acalde, the 19-year-old out of Valencia, Venezuela, the righty, is 2-4 on the year with a 5.73 ERA, making his 11th start and 13th total appearance, 44 innings pitched so far this year. His last few times out, he's had a rough go about it in the last month of June, a 10.66 ERA after he looked really good through April and May. Looking to put that tough month behind him and get it going here in July. And now let's take a look at the lineups. First for the Mets, managed by Gilbert Gomez. Batting first in the shortstop, Kevin Villavicencio. Batting second in center field, the first of 7 lefties in the Mets lineup, Jeffrey De Los Santos. Batting third, at third, Wilfredo Lara. And now all lefties the rest of the way. Batting fourth, the DH, Vincent Perozzo. Batting fifth in left field, Karel Paz. Batting sixth in right field, Scott Oda. Batting seventh at first base, Yurel Martinez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Fernando Villalobos. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Luis Castillo. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy. The boys look like this today. Batting first in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting second at shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting third at first base, Ryan McCarty. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Jeff Wehler, man of the day last night. Batting fifth, the DH switch hitter, Abiezel Ramirez. Batting sixth in left field, Angel Del Rosario. Batting seventh in right field, J.C. Masson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Nick Deschamp. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth, the second baseman, Rickelvin DeCastro. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show here in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We'll take a break, and first pitch should be in about 9 minutes, and we'll come back right before then. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
We'll be right back. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here in Port St. Lucie, Florida, here at Clover Park for Game 5 of this six-game set between the St. Lucie Mets and your Dunedin Blue Jays. On the mound for the Mets is going to be the left-hander, number 48, Felipe De La Cruz, making his 12th start, 13th total appearance this year for St. Lucie. And starting off the game at the plate is going to be Jaden Rudd. He'll be followed up by Manuel Beltre and Ryan McCarty, the top three in your Blue Jays order. 91 degrees. It's a hot one here in St. Lucie, and the wind's actually blowing out today. First game where the wind is not blowing straight in from right field. So that'll give the lefties some added power after they've been a little bit on the defensive on that wind coming in. That first pitch inside of Jaden Rudd almost hit him. Oh, rather 1-0 to start off the at-bat. First pitch 12-11 here in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Lefty out of the windup. That one in there. Evens it up 1-1. Your Blue Jays have taken three out of the first four games of this series, now winning four out of their last five. Pretty good start to the second half. They're 4-3. Ground ball right side. It's backhanded by Luis Castillo. Throw to first in time for a 4-3 putout, and that's out number one. One up, one down. Let's meet the defense for the Mets. In the outfield, left to right, Karel Paz, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Scott Oda. Along that infield, third to first, Wilfredo Lara mans third, Kevin Villavicencio at short, Luis Castillo at second base, and Yurel Martinez at first with Fernando Villalobos behind the dish, forming the battery with De La Cruz. Now a lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to Manuel Beltre, taking inside for a ball. Starts him off 1-0. Beltre on the year, batting 262. Three home runs and 25 RBIs. That one lifted high up in the infield. Right side, Yurel Martinez is calling for it, and he'll make the grab on the infield grass, and that is two down. Two up, two down now for Ryan McCarty. McCarty has struggled so far in this series, but in the month of June, he was on fire. Stepping in for the first time today. Nobody on it. Two down. The lefty out of the windup. First pitch to McCarty. That one taken upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. After a 2-for-4 night in game one, he's gone 0-for-7 to the plate the last two games. Caught in a miss of that one. Now 1-1. Finished off the month of June batting 275 with four home runs, 13 RBIs. As well as four doubles and two triples. Caught and a miss of that one. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Now 1-2 to McCarty. De La Cruz has good stuff. Mid-90s fastball. But his issue has been walks in the games that he's given up runs. That one off the plate outside. Evens it up 2-2. If he's not walking, guys, he can go deep into ball games and pitch really well, giving up little to no runs. Now the 2-2 pitch. That one fouled off right side. McCarty stays alive. But if he is walking, guys, it ends up being trouble for De La Cruz. That could be said again about all pitchers, but looking at the stats for De La Cruz, that's definitely been the case this year. Lefty of the 2-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. A solid 1-2-3 inning with a K. Down goes McCarty swinging. We'll head to the bottom half of the first here at Clover Park. No score, you're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live on the road.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it in right. I do every night. You can call it limelight, I'ma call it my life. Shorty looking all right. TK jeans on, skin tight. She been shaking that tail light. Got me frozen in the road like a deer. Backwoods wanna know if you can roll. That's a rock on a rock, ice cold. Got the coupe on a new town road. Real low, low. I know we just met, but girl, let's roll. Let's roll. I'll go anywhere you wanna go. Let's go.
Why they messing with a bro now? I'm a bro now. I'm the who, what, when, where to go.
We're back here in the bottom half of the first. Eliander Akalde on the bump for your Blue Jays today, making his 11th start, 13th total appearance of the year. He's 2-4 this season with a 5.73 ERA through 44 innings of work. But his issue has been this last month of June, where he gave up 12 walks in 12 and two-thirds innings, only striking out 5. Going into the month of June, he had a 3.73 ERA, and that's ticked up to 5.73 over his last 4 starts. Now, Kevin Villavicencio is going to lead things off. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. First pitch taken upstairs for a ball, 1-0 to start off Kevin Villavicencio. Villavicencio on the year batting .244, home run, and 20 RBIs. Righty kicks, fires, ground ball over to third. That'll be picked up by Wehler. Throw across the diamond in time for the 5-3 putout, and that's one up, one down. Let's meet the defense for your Blue Jays. In the outfield, left to right, Angel Del Rosario, Jaden Rudd, and J.C. Masson. Along that infield, third to first, Jeff Wehler at third, Manuel Beltre at short, Raquel DeCastro at second base, and Ryan McCarty at first, with Nick Deschamps behind the dish. One up, one down on the ground out. Now, Jeffrey De Los Santos, the center fielder, will step in. Out of the windup, righty kicks, fires. That one in there for a called strike, 0-1. Alex Lowry behind the plate. Davion Fry, the umpire, on the bases. A two-man umpire crew. That one cut at and missed. Looked like the changeup that time by Akalde. And quickly down 0-2 is De Los Santos. Now ground ball over to first. Picked up by McCarty. He'll take it himself. Steps on the bag for the 3-U. And that's two up, two down. Back-to-back groundouts to either corner. Now two down for Wilfredo Lara. Lara on the year, batting .251, a team-leading 9 home runs, 21 RBIs. Righty-righty matchup, first pitch, lifted high up in the air. Shallow center, charging it is Jaden Rudd out there as well as Raquel DeCastro. Rudd's going to call him off and make the grab in shallow right center for out number 3. A quick inning for Eliander Akalde. And only took 6 pitches. We'll head to the top half of the second here at Clover Park. No score. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I see you, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her.
We're back here in the top of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Jeff Wehler is going to lead things off, and he had a day last night. 5-for-5 at the plate, a triple, 2 doubles, 3 RBIs, 4 runs scored, and 2 stolen bases to sprinkle on top. A fantastic day at the plate that got him some notoriety from MILB, across the MILB, and that one in there for a called strike to start him off 0-1. Average up to .371 after last night's game. A home run and 8 RBIs. Takes that one low and outside. Now a 1-1 count. Wehler, the 24-year-old out of St. Mary's, PA. former University of Pittsburgh and Youngstown State product. That one fouled back and into the screen. It's 1-2. Righty-lefty matchup. Blue Jays a little bit more right-handed heavy in this lineup. Three lefties and a switch hitter. They've been sprinkling lefties and switch hitters all throughout this series. Wehler takes that one off the plate for a ball. 2-2. Wehler, Ramirez, and Del Rosario, the middle third of the Blue Jays order, due up in this half inning. De La Cruz caught and a miss there by Wehler. Slider got him to swing over top, and that'll be out number one, second K for De La Cruz. That'll bring up the switch hitting DH today, Abiezel Ramirez. A reminder, I know this is Sunday, a day game usually ends off the series, but we do have a game right back here tomorrow night. That one fouled back up and over the netting, and it's 0-1 to start off Abiezel Ramirez. Ramirez on the year batting .214, two home runs and eight RBIs, .345 OBP. That one sent high towards center. Going back is De Los Santos. That's going to get over his head. It bounces off the base of the wall. Extra bases for Ramirez. Having trouble out there is De Los Santos. Throw now over to third. He's headed for three, and he's there standing up. Abiezel Ramirez with his second triple of the series. That'll put a runner on third. Just one away here in this top of the second. De Los Santos had trouble getting that ball off the clay out there on the warning track. Slow to get the throw in, and Ramirez took full advantage. A one-out triple here, and one out for Angel Del Rosario. That one gets behind. Villalobos heading into the plate is Ramirez. He will score. Wild pitch immediately after that triple, and the Blue Jays take a 1-0 lead. Want to know the count now to start off Angel Del Rosario. Blue Jays with an early lead, 1-0 count for Delro. 2-for-3 last night after he took over for Glenn Santiago defensively in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Got his first at bat the next inning. Hit a 3-run shot to put the Blue Jays up. That put him up 5-2, and it was the first 3 of 8 runs scored over those next 3 innings. Looking to lay down a bunt, and it's right back to the pitcher. Pick up by De La Cruz, throw to first in time. Delro trying for a push bunt down the first base line, but left it way too close to the mound, and De La Cruz hopped off for the play. Now J.C. Masson's going to step in. Lefty-lefty matchup, first pitch by De La Cruz. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off J.C. Masson. This is a challenge game here. Each team allowed 3 challenges. The pitcher, the hitter, or the catcher can all challenge. That one cut out and missed. Now 0-2. If you are successful in your challenge, you keep it. And if you're not, you lose it. Last night, each team lost all 3 of their challenges, but the Blue Jays were the only one to be successful on one. That one outside corner called a strike. That ends the inning. Strikeout looking of J.C. Masson. 3 Ks on the day for De La Cruz, but the Blue Jays take a 1-run lead. One-out triple by Abiezel Ramirez, followed by the wild pitch to score him. We'll head to the bottom of the second here at Clover Park. It's 1-0. Blue Jays lead.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still.
We're back here, bottom of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Eliander Ecalde back out for a second inning worth of work. Just six pitches to get the first three outs of the game. Cut and a miss of that first one by Vincent Perozzo. The first of six consecutive lefties in the order for the Mets. Lefty-righty matchup on at the moment. Now out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires the 0-1. That one off the plate outside. One and one, the count to start off Perozzo on the year, batting .242, four home runs and 20 RBIs. And he half-heartedly swings at that one, tried to hold up. It was in there for a strike, had him completely fooled, and he'll call time. It's one and two. This is already the deepest count of the day for Eliander Ecalde. Ecalde starts the windup, the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball right side, it's foul. That'll get all the way out there into deep foul territory and bounces over the line. St. Lucie's first base coach headed out to go pick that ball up and bring it back in so we can restart the game. Nobody on and one away. Righty kicks, fires the 1-2. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Vincent Perozzo. First strikeout of the day for Eliander Ecalde. That's one up, one down, and brings up Karel Paz. Again, another lefty-righty matchup. We'll be seeing a lot of that as long as Ecalde's out on the bump. Blue Jays don't have a lot of lefties available today out of the bullpen. First pitch taken upstairs for a ball, 1-0 to start him off. In fact, as far as I'm aware, there are no lefties available. So that one's fouled back, up and out of play, and it's 1-1. The only one that could is Harry Rutkowski. Brody Rodning pitched in last night's ballgame. Kendry Rojas, obviously a starter, also pitched yesterday. The 1-1, that one in there. And asking for a challenge is Karel Paz. First challenge of the game, and it is confirmed as a strike. So St. Lucie now 0-4 this series on challenges. They went 0-3 last night. Davion Frye had himself a day behind the plate. One out of seven total challenges were overturned. That one ripped towards left center. Jaden Rudd on his horse. He's going to have time and room. He runs it down, makes the grab in left center field. That'll be out number two. That ball just couldn't tail off enough away from Jaden Rudd. Able to track it down, and that's two down now for Scott Oda. Oda in last night's ballgame went 0-4 in his first game of the series. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start it off. Blue Jays leading 1-0, a small cushion for Eliander Ecalde. Kicks, fires, that one bounces in front of the plate. Fastball 92, and it was gloved by Deshaun. 1-1 the count. Again, a lefty-righty matchup. Fouled back to the screen. 1-2 now. Oda on the year betting 250, a home run, and six RBIs. Out of the windup, Akaldi kicks, fires. That one off the end of the bat, fouled off left side on the ground. And he'll stay alive. A ball and two strikes. Akaldi kicks, fires, his 20th pitch. That one upstairs. Akaldi's been filling up the zone. 15 strikes, 5 balls. Now the 2-2, that one lifted in the air, shallow. That's in the infield, right there behind the third base bag in foul territory. Whaler will make the grab for out number 3. Back-to-back, 3-up, 3-down innings to start off the day for Eliander Akaldi. We'll head to the top half of the third. It's 1-0. Blue Jays lead after 2. Back here in the top of the third, Nick Deschamps going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. 8-9-1 due up. Deschamps, DeCastro, and then up to the top with Jaden Rudd. Felipe De La Cruz back out for his third inning worth of work. Gave up the run in the top half of the last inning after the triple by Abiezel Ramirez. Now out of the windup, the lefty kicks, fires. First pitch to Deschamps. That one low in the dirt for a ball. 1-0. Nick Deschamps on the year betting $1.65, but with an OBP of 360, almost 200 points higher. He's been seeing the ball incredibly well at the plate lately. Takes that one up and in for a strike, evens it up 1-1. He's definitely not afraid to take a walk. He's really good at working counts. 3 homers and 13 RBIs on the year as well. That one over the head. He ducks down below. 2-1 now the count to Deschamps. Twenty-four pitches through the first 2 innings of work for De La Cruz now. Pitch number 28. Foul tip stayed in the mitt of Villalobos, and now it's 2-2. Nick Deschamps had the day off yesterday, playing in his third game of the series. De La Cruz gloved the face, now starts the windup, the 2-2 pitch. That one, a line shot. That's going to be picked up by the shortstop, Via Vicencio, on the hop. Throw to first in time. Went right back over the head of Felipe De La Cruz. Well played and well positioned there for Via Vicencio. And now one up, one down. That brings up Raquelvin DeCastro. Castro stepping in for the first time today. Average now down below 200 at 193. A home run and 10 RBIs. First pitch, that one misses off the plate. 1-0 to start him off. windup, the lefty, kicks, deals. That one in there. Evens up the count now, 1-1. DeCastro struggled in that month of June, batting just 158. 6 hits and 38 total at bats for the middle infielder. Now a 2-1 count out of the windup, the lefty. Caught and a miss. Blue 94 right by him. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody on, one away. 1-0 lead for Dunedin. That one lifted in the air right side. It's in foul territory along the infield. Caught by Yurel Martinez for out number two. We've seen a lot of foul outs here in this series. Clover Park does have a decent bit of foul territory, especially on the outfield areas. Most of the ballparks that we've played at really jet in right after the infield, especially at TD Ballpark. Not a lot of foul ground out there along the outfield lines, but St. Lucie's a very steady angle in all the way to the foul pole. 1-0 to start off Jaden Rudd. Grounding out to second and is only at bat thus far. Caught and a miss. A really nice slider there by De La Cruz, and it's 1-1. On the year, Jaden batting 236, two home runs, and 25 RBIs. A 393 OBP as well. That one hits Rudd right there on the elbow guard. Glanced off him and off the mask of Villalobos. That'll put a runner on, and two down now for Manuel Beltre. Fastball there got away from De La Cruz. Luckily, hit the protection on Jaden Rudd's elbow. Now Beltre stepping in for the second time. He popped out to first and is only at bat. Righty-lefty matchup. Out of the stretch, De La Cruz. First pitch to Beltre. Off the plate outside. Fastball at 94 for a ball 1-0. Just the second base runner of the day for Dunedin. First being Abiezel Ramirez on the triple. The 1-0. Lifted towards right center. That's going to be trouble. Could be trouble. No, it's run down by Scott Oda. Wow. I thought that was destined for the turf out there in the right center field gap. But Scott Oda able to get up underneath and make the grab for out number three. That'll end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left the board. We'll head to the bottom of the third here at Clover Park. 1-0, Blue Jays lead.
Chad.
back here. Bottom of the third, Yoel Martinez is going to lead things off. Bottom third in the order, all due up. Martinez, Villalobos, and Castillo. All three lefties on to face Eleander Acalde. First pitch by Acalde, caught and a miss. 0-1 to start off Martinez. Back-to-back two-up, two-down innings to start off the day for Acalde. Looking for more of the same. Out of the windup, the righty. That one off the plate outside. Change up, he left too far out. It's 1-1, rather. That one just above the zone. Two balls in, a strike. Fastball coming in at just 88 that time by Acalde. Velo down a little bit in this inning to start it off. That one sent high towards right. Down the line, out there's J.C. Masson trying to run it down, and it's going to fade out of play. Two and two count. Masson, DeCastro, and McCarty all chase that one pretty deep into the outfield area. Now they're taking their time to get back to their positions, and they're back, and it's two and two. Acalde looking in, gives the nod to Nick DeShum. That one missed, just barely. Little bit inside, maybe, and that'll work the count full, 3-2. Out of the windup, the righty, the 3-2 pitch. That one upstairs. Ball four drawn by Yoel Martinez, first base runner of the game for the Mets. Leadoff walk, that'll bring up Fernando Villalobos. Fernando Villalobos, the catcher, stepping in for the first time today. First pitch, cut at and missed that inside fastball. 0-1 to start him off. Middle infield and double play depth. That one's fouled off left side, and now it's 0-2. Quickly down in the count. On the year, batting just 114 with a home run and four RBIs. He struggled behind the plate, rather not behind the plate, at the plate, all year long. That one in there, called strike three, and he knew it. Down looking goes Villalobos, second K of the day for Acalde. That'll be out number one of the inning and bring up Luis Castillo. Strikes the next batter out on three pitches after that leadoff walk. Now quick move over to first and back in time was Yoel Martinez. Acalde does have a fantastic pickoff move, much like a lot of the Blue Jays starters. He comes set, working out of the stretch, and there he goes. Caught and a miss. Throw down by DeShum is not in time. And a second with a stolen bag is Yoel Martinez. That'll put a runner in scoring position for St. Lucie. Fourth stolen bag of the year for Martinez. He's now 4 of 6. It was a cut and a miss at the plate. 0-1 to start off Luis Castillo. Effectively takes care of the double play ball, and that one ripped but foul. Down the right field line. 0-2 now. St. Lucie, not a team that goes a lot on the base paths. Only two guys in double digits. Now Acalde comes set, kicks, fires the 0-2. Caught and a miss on the changeup. Down swinging goes Castillo. Back-to-back K's, now 3 on the day for Acalde. That brings up Kevin Villavicencio now. Villavicencio grounded out to third base and is only at bat thus far. Facing a Calde now for the second time. First pitch, that one above the zone, taking for a ball 1-0. Slider couldn't drop in. Runner in scoring position and two down for St. Lucie. Calde comes set, and the pitch. Lifted, right side, that's going to get up and out of play. One and one, now the count to Villavicencio. He steps back in. Calde sets. Kicks, fires, and a soft tapper in front of the mound, picked up by Calde. Throw over to first is in time to get Villavicencio. A check swing bunt by the shortstop goes right back to the mound, and Calde makes a pretty nice play off the bump. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. We're a third of the way through this ball game here at Clover Park. It's 1-0. Blue Jays lead after three.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close, can't take the silence.
Fourth inning. Ryan McCarty's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. 3-4-5 hitters due up. McCarty, Wehler, and Ramirez. Felipe De La Cruz, just one hit, one run so far through three. Lefty kicks, fires. First pitch to McCarty. That one's in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start it off. McCarty struck out swinging and is only at bat thus far. That ended the first inning. That one fouled up and over the screen to my right, and it's 0-2. We've said it a few times on this broadcast. Clover Park, definitely a place where I have to stay paying attention. More so than normal. The netting and the height of the press box is perfect for foul balls. Now the 1-2. Ripped left side. That's going to get up and over the head of Lara and into the left field corner. Extra bases for McCarty. He loses the helmet. It's picked up out there by Paz. Throw down to third, and McCarty will stop at second with a leadoff double. Ryan McCarty, after back-to-back no-hit games, gets right back on the horse and gets a double, his first hit of the month of July. Runner on second and three chances to bring him in. It'll start off with Jeff Wehler. Batting cleanup here after his 5-for-5 day last night. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to Wehler. Takes that one above the zone, just above the zone. And it's 1-0. Wehler struck out swinging and is only at bat thus far. The 1-0 pitch. That one ripped to left. It's going to hold up long enough. It looks like it won't. Now McCarty's going to have to head back to second. He was caught in between second and third. Can't advance on that play. Correll Paz did a great job of decoying that play. Really tough situation for McCarty to be in. That's going to get Villalobos out from behind the plate. Back-to-back hits given up by De La Cruz. To start off this inning now, Biazel Ramirez is stepping in. Switch hitting DH. He'll bat from the right side again. Correll Paz did a great job there, making everybody think that it was going to hold up long enough for him to make the grab, forcing McCarty to hold up a little bit closer to second base than third. When that ball finally hit the turf, he gloved it really quick and got a strong throw as McCarty was already headed back to second, almost got him out. Now the corners are in, middle infield and double play depth. Out of the stretch, De La Cruz, first pitch inside to a Biazel, and that's 1-0. Lefty-righty matchup with a switch hitter at the plate. Ramirez tripled in his first at-bat, scored the only run. That one upstairs, now a 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. De La Cruz checking second. McCarty taking his lead. And now he's heading to third. Throw down to third by Villalobos is very soft. It bounced in front of Wilfredo Lara. Didn't get a good throw at all. And a double steal for the Blue Jays with Jeff Wehler following him up. So just like that, the Blue Jays putting two runners in scoring position. So no harm, no foul there on the confusion by McCarty. Time called at the plate. That's going to be a disengagement for Felipe De La Cruz. The infield comes in for St. Lucie. A 1-0 ballgame. Chance here for the Blue Jays to extend upon their lead. Lefty kicks and fires. That one in there. A 3-0 fastball right down the middle. Ramirez did not have the green light. Now 3-1. Angel Del Rosario waiting on deck. And the 3-1 pitch. That one in there for a strike. Ramirez thought it was ball four. He's not going to ask for a challenge. Started heading on over to first base. And now the count's full. Right back in the count is De La Cruz. Really close, but it looked like it hit that outer third. Full count pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Ramirez after he had a 3-0 count. That's out number one. Now Angel Del Rosario will step in. Yeah, that second strike was definitely in there. Now one away. Infield still in for St. Lucie. Strikeout number four on the day for De La Cruz. First pitch to Del Rosario. Changeup. Faded away from the bat. An arm side run, 0-1. Del Rosario tried to bunt his way on in his first at bat. Poor bunt right back to the pitcher. That one, a ground ball left side. It's a foul ball. That went between the legs of Ryan McCarty and just to the left of that third base bag. McCarty having to kind of juke his way away. Now an 0-2 count to Del Rosario. Has all the makings for a changeup off the plate. The 0-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. He goes slider inside. And he still gets Delro fooled on it. Back-to-back Ks with runners at second and third. Strikeouts number 4 and 5. Now J.C. Masson's the last chance for the Blue Jays here. Lefty-lefty matchup. He grounded out. Rather, he struck out looking in his only at-bat. First pitch, up and in. Leadoff double by Ryan McCarty, followed by a single by Jeff Wehler. That couldn't even advance him to third. And after the double steal during the Ramirez at-bat, the Blue Jays had runners at second and third with no outs. Now they've got two outs. That one inside. Almost hit Masson, 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Right there near the forearms, and it's 2-0. That one off the plate outside, a 3-0 count. We've seen this before for De La Cruz, 3-0. Came back and got the strikeout on Ramirez for out number one in this inning. Masson at the plate, Deschamps on deck. Lefty out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. That would have been ball four, but it had Masson fooled. He had the green light with a 3-0 count. Either that, or he ignored the signal from Donnie Murphy. Three-one pitch. Caught and a miss. Same exact pitch. Now De La Cruz back in the at-bat again. Full count, two down, two runners in scoring position. Payoff pitch. Caught and a miss. Three straight sliders with a 3-0 count. Masson whiffed at all of them. And the Blue Jays waste a golden opportunity to extend upon their lead. They leave two runners on in scoring position that they had them with no outs. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth here at Clover Park. It's still 1-0.
You know I got your number all night. I'm always on your team, I got your back, alright. Taking those losses if it treats you right. I wanna put you into the spotlight. If the world would only know what you've been holding back. Heart attacks every night. Oh, you know it's not right. I will follow you way down, wherever you may go.
We're back here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Dunedin had runners at second and third with no outs, and Felipe De La Cruz stepped up, struck out the next three, leaving those two runners on. 1-0 lead for the Blue Jays. First pitch by Eliander Calde in his fourth inning worth of work. Low and inside, Jeffrey De Los Santos. It's 1-0 to start him off. Just one walk through the first three innings given up by Calde. The 1-0, ground ball foul, chopper towards the Blue Jays dugout to the left of the head of Corey Reardon. Now 1-1 count. That one in the dirt. Now a 2-1 count to Jeffrey De Los Santos. Grounded out to first, an unassisted play by Ryan McCarty. It's only a bat thus far. That one missed. A little off the plate, but very close. 3-1 now the count. That one called a strike inside corner. De Los Santos thought it was going to be ball four. Full count, nobody out. Lifted, up in the air, left side. Jeffrey Wehler now in foul territory. He's calling for it, makes the grab with a slight back pedal at the last second, and that's out number one. That brings up Wilfredo Lara. One up, one down. 3 Ks so far on the day for Eliander Calde. Last righty he'll face for a while. All right, the windup. Calde kicks, fires. Caught, and a miss there on the fastball. 0-1 to start off Lara. Lifted in the air, right side. Ryan McCarty following that one out into foul territory. He'll make the grab. Back-to-back foul outs to either side. And that'll be out number two. Vincent Perozzo, the DH, up for the second time. He's 0-1 with strikeout swinging. He was the first strikeout victim of a call day on the day. Calde out of the windup, first pitch. That one up and outside for a ball, 1-0. Blue Jays looking pretty good so far on the mound as that one's ripped into right, of course. Back-to-back games where I had said something. Now that one gets in the right field corner, picked up by Masson. Throwing to the infield is not going to be in time. A two-out double, first hit of the game for the Mets. I should just stop talking. First hit of the game for St. Lucie. Comes here, two outs into the fourth inning. Now Karel Paz is going to step up to the plate with a runner in scoring position. Paz 0-1. He flew out to center field and is only a bat thus far. First pitch taken down low for a ball. 1-0. Chance here for the Mets to tie the game back up after the Blue Jays took the lead in the second inning. Calde out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. That one in there. Fastball right on the inside corner. Calde comes set. And the pitch. That one off the plate outside. Try to get the backdoor slider. Couldn't break enough. 2-1. Two and one. Runner on second, two down. Calde kicks, deals. That one lifted towards center. Jaden Rudd's there. He'll make the grab for out number three. No runs, a hit, one man left aboard in scoring position. We'll head to the fifth. Blue Jays up 1-0 through four.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't a-running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people. This is where I come from.
We're back here in the top of the fifth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Felipe De La Cruz back out for his fifth inning worth of work. Nick Deschamps leading it off. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks, fires. That one sent towards left center, right center rather, in the air, and out there's second baseman Luis Castillo. Stayed up long enough for him to chase it down in what looked to be no man's land, but one up, one down on the first pitch. That'll bring up Raquel Benicastro up for the second time. He fouled out, popped it in the air to first base. 0 for 1 today. 6 strikeouts through 4 innings of work. Now 4 and a third for Felipe De La Cruz. Put himself well behind the 8 ball a couple times in that 4th inning, but came all the way back. Had runners at second and third, nobody out. 3 straight strikeouts, including 2 that started on 3-0 counts. That one in there now, 0-2 count to start off the Castro. Lefty out of the windup. The 0-2 pitch, cut and a miss. That one in the dirt. DeCastro making his way to first, but the throw by Villalobos is in there to finish off the K. Two down now for Jaden Rudd. Strikeout number 7 on the day for De La Cruz. Blue Jays still leading 1-0 here at Clover Park. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Rudd, looked like he wanted to challenge, but decided not to. Blue Jays still have all 3 of theirs remaining. That one in their outside corner. And now Rudd quickly down 0-2. He'll call time. No balls, 2 strikes as Rudd digs back in. De La Cruz out of the windup, the 0-2. That one sent towards left center. That's going to fall for a base hit. Well cut off by De Los Santos. It's going to hold Rudd to just 1. But a 2-out single for Jaden. The 4th hit of the game for the Blue Jays. Second time aboard for Jaden. First hit. De Los Santos did a good job getting to that, keeping it from getting too far out there in the gap. preventing Rudd from taking second base, but a lot of speed over there. Now Manuel Beltre up for the third time. He's 0 for 2. First pitch, that one low. Jaden, the team leader in stolen bases, he's got 14. One above Angel Del Rosario. Now move over to first, and Jaden back in safely. 1-0 count to Beltre. The 1-0, cut at and missed, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And there goes Rudd up and inside to Beltre. Throw down to second. That's going to get into center field. Rudd's headed over to third. De Los Santos with a pickup. No throw to third. Stolen bag and an error. Moves Jaden Rudd over to third base. 180 extra feet. Two outs and a 2-1 count now to Beltre. Stolen base number 15 on the year for Jaden. And he reaches third on the E2. Chance here for the Blue Jays to double their lead. A runner 90 feet away. De La Cruz looking for that third out. 2-1 pitch. Caught in a miss. The slider low and inside to Beltre. That's been a very effective cut and miss pitch for De La Cruz so far today. Time called at the plate by Beltre. Now he'll dig back in. De La Cruz comes set. 2-2 pitch. Lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. De La Cruz. Kicks, fires. That one low and inside. Now a full count. Ryan McCarty waiting on deck. Full count pitch. Cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Manuel Beltre for the second consecutive inning. A strikeout gets De La Cruz out of the inning with a runner on third base. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth here at Clover Park. We're halfway through this ball game here in Port St. Lucie, Florida. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Blue Jays lead 1-0. We'll be back.
Lay back.
We're back here. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Scott Oda is going to lead things off for the Mets. Righty, Alexander Calde back out for his fifth inning worth of work. First pitch missed for a ball. 1-0 to start off Scott Oda. 6-7-8 hitters all due up. That one ripped into right. That's going to fall for a base hit. J.C. Masson picking it up, and that's going to cause Oda to stop at first base, settling for a leadoff single. Just the second hit of the game for the Mets. Now Yurel Martinez will step in. Leadoff man aboard for St. Lucie. A 1-0 lead for the Blue Jays here through 4.5. Calde will work out of the stretch. And a move over to first and back in time is Scott Oda. Oda is a threat to take off. He's 5-for-5 this year, and there he goes. Throw down to second by Deschamps, and they got him. Nice throw by Deschamps, and a nice tag applied by Manuel Beltre. Leadoff singles wiped away on the caught stealing. Oda caught for the first time this year. It's a 1-0 count to start off Yurel Martinez. First pitch, or the second pitch, that one in there for a strike, evens it up 1-1. That one skips in front of the plate. 2-1 now the count to Martinez. He reached on a walk in his only plate appearance thus far. That was the first base runner of the game for St. Lucie. Acalde, the 2-1, sent high up in the air in the infield. Jeff Whaler's calling for it to the left of the mound. Now he's moving towards the mound, makes the grab. That'll be out number two. That was a cloud scraper in the infield. Now two down for Fernando Villalobos. He struck out looking in his only at bat thus far. Another righty-lefty matchup. First pitch inside to Villalobos, 1-0. Calde working back out of the windup after that caught stealing. The 1-0. Foul tip stayed in the mid of Deschamps. And it's 1-1. Calde has been very efficient so far. Only 60 pitches, 40 have been in the zone. Righty kicks, fires. That one just missed off the plate. Now 2-1. And that pitch was challenged. And it's overturned to a strike. So good use of the challenge by the Blue Jays. It's now 1-2. Righty kicks, fires, caught, and a miss. Down swinging. That'll end the inning. No runs, a hit, nobody left the board. We'll head to the top of the sixth. 4 Ks, no runs through 5 innings of work by Alexander Acalde. We'll be back for the sixth inning. Blue Jays up 1-0.
Put your loving hand out, baby. 'Cause I'm begging. I'm begging, begging you to put your loving hand. I'm
my feet, you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand out, baby. I'm begging. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow of all my life was hanging over me. A broken man that I.
We're back here in the top of the sixth. Ryan McCarty's going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. 3-4-5 hitters due up. McCarty, Wehler, and Ramirez. McCarty doubled in his last at bat, ended the inning at third. That one inside corner to start it off 0-1. McCarty with a head tilt didn't agree, but no challenge. Blue Jays still with all three of their challenges remaining. St. Lucie down to two. That one low evens it up 1-1. Blue Jays up 1-0, taking the lead in the second inning after the triple and a wild pitch. Abiezel Ramirez coming in to score. Felipe De La Cruz back out for his sixth inning worth of work. I see some moving around in the Blue Jays bullpen, but no throwing. I think Acalde is coming back out for the bottom of this inning as well. Now the 1-1. That one low, bounces on the plate. Now a 2-1 count to McCarty. Two balls, a strike. Out of the windup, the lefty kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Now a 3-1 hitters count to McCarty. De La Cruz, 3-1 pitch, that one called a strike, top of the zone. McCarty thought it was going to be ball four. That'll work it full now, 3-2. That one definitely upstairs. McCarty draws the walk, a pitch later than he thought. And the Blue Jays will lead off the inning with a runner on first. Now, Jeff Wehler stepping in for the third time. McCarty aboard for the second time today. That ends up being a really good call by Alex Lowry. Looking at game day, it just clipped that top of the zone. These umpires have been fantastic calling balls and strikes this series. Lefty-righty matchup out of the stretch. De La Cruz, there goes McCarty. That one lifted towards right. McCarty's going to have to go back. He slid into second over there down the right field line. Is Oda now throw back to first, and they got him. Wow, just like that. Double play on the fly out to right field. It was a great deke by Kevin Villavicencio. He went over to short, acting like that ball was going right to him, keeping McCarty on the base. And in reality, it was up in the air to pretty shallow right field. Scott Oda with an easy throw to first. First pitch missed for a ball. 1-0 to start off with Abiezel Ramirez. That one missed as well. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody on and two down. Lefty kicks, fires. Caught in a miss at that fastball now. 2-1. De La Cruz up to 85 pitches now. Looking to get through six. The lefty kicks, fires. Caught in a miss. Back-to-back fastballs, and Ramirez couldn't get a piece of either one. 2-2. He scored the only run of the ball game so far. Back in that second inning, that's the only difference. And the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball over to short. That'll be picked up by Villavicencio. Throw to first is in time to get Ramirez, and that'll end the inning. Leadoff walk wiped away on the double play, fly out to right field. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth here at Clover Park. The Blue Jays will go into the bullpen. Acalde's day is done. We'll meet the new pitcher when we return here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Blue Jays up 1-0.
I'd be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Oh, something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be. Hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me with some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. The heroes down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us. And if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be outie hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options. Quite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me. But even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold.
Kill they violent. Look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that stuff down and ride it. Sunshine 24/7. Clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven? Didn't even die to get here. Yeah. Looking for the top. It's so clear. Yeah. Everything I need is right here. Yeah. Everything I need
don't
is
need
right here.
Yeah.
We're back here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Joey Murray's going to be the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. Minor league rehabber down here from AA New Hampshire. First pitch, that one taken upstairs for a ball. 1-0 to start off Luis Castillo. 9-1, two hitters all due up. Castillo, Villavicencio, and De Los Santos. Calde exits after five innings. That one cut out and missed. Inside slider, now 1-1 count. Final line for Calde. Five innings of shutout baseball, just two hits, one walk, and four strikeouts on the day. He leaves currently in line for the win with a one-run on the Blue Jays lead. That one chopped towards the Blue Jays dugout, and it's 1-2. Murray on for the third time for Dunedin. Two appearances so far. 2.2 innings of work. Three hits, no runs. One walk and no Ks. That one missed, now a 2-2 count. Righty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. First strikeout for Joey Murray in his brief stint here in Dunedin. One up, one down. That'll bring up top of the order Kevin Villavicencio. We saw Joey Murray in game one of the series. He pitched a shutout inning. Did end up leaving the bases loaded. But no runs, no damage to him. First pitch, that one inside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Villavicencio. He's 0-2 on the day. Two groundouts. 1-3, 1-2, Acalde. That one fouled up and over the netting right side. A ball and a strike. Infield shaded over to the left side against the righty. That one in the dirt. Now a 2-1 count. Curveball that time by Joey Murray. Rare curveball that you see at this level with the Blue Jays org. They usually start off their younger pitchers with fastball, slider, changeup, and then go from there. That one missed up and in. Now a 3-1 count. Joey Murray only spent a brief time in Dunedin throughout his Blue Jays career. That one up and in. Now a walk. That'll put a runner on. And one out for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Murray spent a few weeks in Dunedin back in 2019. Back when the Blue Jays were an Advanced A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Pitched in 12 games, 11 starts, 63 innings of work to a 1.71 ERA before getting the move up to AA. There goes the runner. That one gets back to the backstop, so no chance. Fastball got over the head of Nick Deschamps and into second with a stolen base is Kevin Villavicencio. 1-0 to start off the at-bat to Jeffrey De Los Santos. That takes away the double play opportunity. Puts the potential tying run in scoring position. Now the 1-0. Caught and a miss. De Los Santos 0-2. Ground out and a pop out into foul territory. A ball and a strike. Move over to second, but no throw by Murray. Joey Murray, former eighth-round draft pick by the Blue Jays out of Kent State back in 2018. There goes the runner. No, he stopped. Cut and a miss there on the curve. Now 1-2 count. Villavicencio taking the first couple quick steps towards third, but stopping. That's his 11th stolen bag of the year. Now 11 of 16. Righty out of the stretch. Now turn to second. Saw him out of the corner of the eye. Taking those quick steps again. Made sure to stop that right where it was. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. There goes the runner. Caught out and missed. Throw down to third is not in time. Murray got the K, but another stolen bag for Villavicencio. He moves himself forward another 90 feet. Close play. But Jeff Wehler had to jump over to the second base side of third. Applied a nice tag, but it gave Villavicencio enough time to get that right hand into the third base bag. Now a runner 90 feet away, Wilfredo Lara at the plate. First pitch. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. He's 0-2 on the day. Fly out to center and a pop out into foul territory to first. The 0-1. Caught and a miss there on the breaking ball. Lara quickly down 0-2. Murray steps off. I believe it was actually time called to the plate by Lara. Righty comes set. Pitch away from getting out of the inning. Kicks, fires. That one lifted to left. That's going to fall for a base hit. Curveball left it a little too high up, and Lara just sent it into left field, and that ties up the game, an RBI single. Wilfredo Lara with his 22nd RBI of the year ties things up here in the sixth inning. First pitch in there for a called strike and asking for a challenge right away is Vincent Perozzo. That is overturned to a ball. So 1-0 counts to start off Perozo. Second challenge of the game for St. Lucie, and it's successful. They keep it. They still have two remaining. Murray comes set. Kicks, fires. That went up and out. 2-0 now. First run that Murray has given up in his time here with Dunedin. That means Akalde no longer in line for the win. That one off the plate. 3-0 now the count to Perozo. Lara is a threat to take off, but now a 3-0 count. Much less likely. 3-0 pitch. Ripped, but foul on the ground right side. Got a good piece of that one. But well out in front of that off speed. Had the green light with a 3-0 count. Now 3-1. Perozo 1-for-2. Double into right field in his last at-bat. That was the first hit of the ball game for the Mets. Righty-lefty matchup. 6 straight lefties coming up in the lineup. 3-1 pitch. God, and a miss. 69-mile-an-hour curve. Very nice pitch there by Joey Murray. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runner on first and 2 down. Joey Murray comes set. Payoff pitch. Caught and a miss. Got him swinging, gets out of the inning. He does give up the run. We're now tied up here through 6 innings. We're 2/3 of the way through this ballgame. Top of the 7th coming up when we return. We're back here in the top of the 7th. We're tied up 1-1. St. Lucie able to scrape a run across in that 6th inning to tie things up. New pitcher on for the Mets, number 29, Jimmy Loper. First pitch, ground ball left side, foul. That ends the day for Felipe De La Cruz in his line. It was a really good one. 6 innings of work, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned. A walk and 8 Ks for the lefty. He leaves with a no decision. Was in line for the loss before the bottom half of the last inning. Now, 0-1 count to Del Rosario. Jimmy Loper on for the 16th time, a 1-2 win-loss record with a 3.38 ERA through 26 and two-thirds of work. That one off the plate outside. Now 1-1. We saw Jimmy Loper in Game 2 of this series when an inning and a third gave up a hit but no runs, striking out one. That one off the plate, close pitch, but a good take there by Delro, and it's 2-1. Del Rosario, Masson, and Deschamps, 6-7-8 hitters all due up in this half inning. That one lifted right side in foul territory. Yurel Martinez overreaching over, and it's going to get up and over the netting. Over towards the camera well. I thought that one was destined to stay in play. But just far enough away from Martinez to get up and over the netting. And Del Rosario stays alive. Count stays 2-2. Righty comes set. Loper kicks, fires. That one in the dirt. Now a full count to the first batter he faces. Del Rosario 0-2. Only four hits on the day for Dunedin. And a foul ball, a defensive swing there by Del Rosario. He stays alive. That pitch looked a little up, little in. But close enough for Delro to take a hack. He calls time. It's up to 95 degrees here in St. Lucie. It's a Florida summer for sure. We're definitely in July. A warm one here at the ballpark. Scoreboard says 95 degrees. 3-2 pitch, fouled off again. I believe this would be the hottest game of the year so far. I think we hit our highest mark a couple Sundays ago as there's a cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Delro. One up, one down. Now J.C. Masson will step in. As I was saying, I think we hit the high mark of the year prior to today, a couple Sundays ago in Bradenton. It's definitely the hottest game I've experienced. Lecom Park, not exactly known for their air conditioning with the booth. That one drops in there for a strike. Curveball by Loper. 0-1 to start off Masson. He's actually texting back and forth with Josh Sperber of the Clearwater Threshers, the broadcaster for them, about how hot he should expect it to be today. My buddy Ben Picorni already knows. He's the broadcaster for Bradenton. He knows how hot it gets. That one cut out and missed. Now 1-2 count. Those two teams squaring off today in Bradenton at Lecom Park. That one's taken upstairs. Now a 2-2 count. Currently a 4-0 Bradenton lead. Bradenton and Dunedin tied for second in the Florida State League West Division behind Clearwater. Bradenton trying to move into a tie for first place, and your Blue Jays with a win, they'd do the same if Bradenton were to win. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Masson. Back-to-back case to start off the day for Jimmy Loper. That'll bring up Nick Deschamps. Four out of the five games scheduled today in the Florida State League are playing. The next one won't start until 6. That's Lakeland and Fort Myers. They're lucky. They've got a night game here on Sunday. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Nick Deschamps. Elsewhere around the Florida State League, it's a 0-0 tie in Tampa at George Steinbrenner Field. Daytona and Tampa squaring off. Caught and a miss there. Now 0-2 to Deschamps. And then a little bit south of here, Palm Beach taking it to Jupiter. They're up 7-0 in the bottom half of the seventh. No balls, two strikes, nobody on it, two down. Loper kicks, fires that one off the plate outside. He set up out, but Villalobos still tried to frame that one as he was about 6 to 8 inches off the plate. Now the 1-2. Caught and a miss. And that one gets away from Villalobos. He's going to have to throw down to first, and it's in time. Close, and they're trying to say Yoel Martinez was off the bag. Peter Strzabinski is adamant about it. So is Nick DeShong. But the fist was thrown by Davion Frye. They're still arguing. Now they turn away towards their dugout. Now Donnie Murphy having a couple words with Alex Lowry saying, hey, get your guy in order over there. Still turning back. He's still talking with Alex Lowry. I don't think it's going to turn into anything heated, but that ends the inning. No runs, no hits. 3 Ks in the inning. He strikes out the side. Jimmy Loper will head to the seventh here at Clover Park. Bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here in Port St. Lucie.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
We're back here in the bottom half of the seventh. Anders Tolhurst is going to be the new pitcher for the Blue Jays. Minor league rehabber down here from High A Vancouver, making his sixth rehab start, rather outing for the Blue Jays. First pitch fouled back to the screen. It's 0-1 to start off Karel Paz. We saw Anders in game one of this series. He went 2 innings, giving up just 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 3 Ks. He got the win in game one of this series. That does it for Joey Murray. Joey Murray, an inning worth of work as there's a chopper over towards third, picked up by Whaler. Throw across the diamond in time to get Paz, and that's one up, one down. One up, one down. Now Scott Oda is going to be the batter for St. Lucie. Three lefties that Tolhurst will have to face in this inning. Tolhurst, in two of his outings, he got roughed up. Between a combined 2 1/3 between those two outings, 8 total runs allowed. But in the other three, he's been fantastic. 4 1/3 worth of work, no runs, just 1 hit, while striking out 8. Looks like he's really starting to get back in the groove after coming back from injury. An 0-1 count, righty kicks, fires, that one up and outside. Evens up the count, 1-1. Oda 1-for-2 on the day, singled in his last at bat, was caught stealing. That one, inside corner, called a strike. Close pitch, but Alex Lowry liked it enough. Now a 1-2 count. That one, line foul up and over the netting. out of play. Count stays at 1-2. We're tied here in the seventh, 1-1. Ground ball right side. Backhanded there by DeCastro with a slide. Throw to first in time. A nice play there by the second baseman. Two up, two down. Show of appreciation there by Tolhurst. Now Yurel Martinez will be the batter. Nobody on it, two down. Tolhurst comes set. First pitch to Martinez. That one in there for a strike. Curveball in the outside corner, 0-1. Martinez 0-1 on the day. He did reach on a walk and steal a bag his first time up. That one line left side. That's going to be a foul ball. Slicing foul over in that left field area. Del Rosario picking it up to toss it to a fan in the crowd now. An 0-2 count to Martinez. Got a good piece of it, but pretty much a golf swing. It looked like my golf swing. The 0-2. Ground ball right side, picked up by McCarty. He'll take it to the bag himself, and that's out number three. A quick inning worth of work for Anders Tolhurst. Just 10 pitches needed for the three outs. We'll head to the top half of the eighth. It's still tied 1-1 here at Clover Park.
Oh, my love it, yeah, yeah. I'm alone, yeah. Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes. Dancing, catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet.
Back here in the top of the eighth. St. Lucie has a new pitcher, rather new center fielder, defensive change. Dyrone Campos comes in for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Raquel DeCastro leading things off with Jimmy Loper back out on the mound. Righty-righty matchup, a 1-0 count. The righty kicks, fires. Fouled back to the screen, evens it up 1-1. Dyrone Campos coming in to take over the defensive duties in center field. That's going to take a lefty out of the lineup and put in a righty. That one in there for a called strike. Now 1-2, the count to DeCastro. One and two, taking his time now. It's going to be a pitch clock violation on Jimmy Loper. He was set up and went off the mound, rather off the rubber. Nobody on, so it won't count as a disengagement, so 2-2 count now to DeCastro. Struck out the side back in that seventh inning. 1-1 ball game here at Clover Park, and a check swing foul ball into the screen. Now 2-2, still the count to DeCastro. Two hitters due up, DeCastro, Rudd, and Beltre. Righty kicks, fires. That one lifted in the air right side towards the Blue Jays dugout. Out there is Martinez, and it's going to get up and out of play. I believe there's another defensive change that I was not aware of. That wasn't Yurel Martinez. So that one sent towards center, Dairon Campos. First action of the day. He'll make the grab, and that's out number one. That was actually Luis Castillo with that pickup. So Yurel Martinez was taken over for. Jeffrey De Los Santos went to center field, or rather to second base. So there is a new center fielder, but the center fielder's moved to second. The second baseman's moved to first. So they had the original change incorrect. That one hammered by Rudd, but well foul into the netting. 0-1 to start him off. So Yurel Martinez has been taken out of the game. I believe that's because he didn't hustle down the line on that 3-U. He didn't even make it to the running lane on that ground ball to Ryan McCarty to end that bottom half of the seventh inning. Caught and a miss, now an 0-2 count to Rudd. So the new alignment has Dairon Campos in center field, Jeffrey De Los Santos at second base, and Castillo, Luis Castillo, at first. That one missed. Villalobos thought that was going to be strike three, but off the plate. Moves the count now to 1-2. Righty kicks, fires. Fouled off. Staying alive is Rudd. That one, did he go around? Davion Fry says he did not. Rudd checking his swing of that pitch. Now a 2-2 count. Caught and a miss there by Rudd. Another strikeout for Jimmy Loper. That's two up, two down in the inning. Fourth strikeout of the day. That'll bring up Manuel Beltre. Now nobody on, two down. Getting into the latter stages of this ballgame. Blue Jays looking to get back in the lead. First pitch, caught and a miss. 0-1 to start off Beltre. All four strikeouts swinging for Jimmy Loper. That one off the plate outside. Evens it up 1-1. Caught and a miss on that slider. Now 1-2 count. ball and two strikes. Two down here, top of the eighth. And the pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. 5 Ks through two innings in relief for Jimmy Loper. And we'll head to the bottom half of the eighth here at Clover Park. It's still tied 1-1. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride.
We're back here in the bottom half of the eighth. First pitch by new pitcher Davis Feldman. Taken low and inside for a ball by Fernando Villalobos, 1-0. Feldman, the righty, entering the game in relief for the second time. Fourth total appearance on the year, second out of the bullpen. 1-1 count, that one cut out and missed. Good changeup there by Feldman, and it's 1-2. Feldman, his fourth appearance for the Blue Jays since being signed out of Indy Ball. 10 1/3 innings of work, 9 total runs, 7 earned for a 6.10 ERA, but he's looked really solid. 2-2, he's got a couple unlucky breaks. Out of the windup, the righty kicks fires. That one fouled back. Count stays the same, and Villalobos stays alive. 8-9-1 hitters due up in this half inning. Villalobos, Castillo, and Villavicencio. That one fouled straight down and back, and he stays alive again. Last time we saw Feldman was on June 24th against Clearwater. He went two innings pitch, giving up two hits, two runs, one earned. With a walk and two Ks. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Villalobos on that inside slider. That's one up, one down. First strikeout for Feldman. Blue Jays with 8 strikeouts on the day. Now, top of the order, rather bottom of the order, Luis Castillo. He's up for the third time. He's 0 for 2, 2 Ks. 1-1 ball game here in Port St. Lucie. Cutting a miss at that first pitch. 0-1 to start him off. Feldman, a lot of off-speed stuff to start off his day. Righty out of the windup. That one off the plate outside. Evens it up 1-1. The 1-1. God, and a miss there on the change. Had Luis Castillo off balance there. Now a 1-2 count. Righty-lefty matchup. And the pitch. Ground ball foul right side. It's going to bounce up into the tarp and passed, and it's still 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Feldman, the pitch. That one inside. Inside breaking ball. Turning out of the way of that one was Castillo, and that evens up the count 2-2. That one skips. That'll run the count full, and now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Feldman fires, fouled off. Caught and a miss. 3-2 breaking ball down below the zone. Castillo chased after it, and that's strikeout number two. Back-to-back K's, two up, two down for Feldman. To start off his day, now top of the order coming up, Kevin Villavicencio. Villavicencio 0-2. Two groundouts. He did reach on a walk in the sixth inning, stole a bag, came in to score on the RBI single by Wilfredo Lara. That tied up the ballgame in that sixth inning. That one skips. Now a 2-0 count. Feldman trying to keep this a tie ball game. Righty kicks, fires. That one low and outside. A 3-0 count now to Villavicencio. De Los Santos waiting on deck. That one, low and outside, a four-pitch walk. Now, Jeffrey De Los Santos stepping in. Righty-lefty matchup. One on and two down. Feldman kicks, fires. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike right there on the outside corner. 0-1 to start off De Los Santos. Blue Jays still with all three of their challenges remaining. St. Lucie's got two. That one low. Evens it up 1-1. Feldman comes set. The 1-1. That one up and out. 2-0 now. Villavicencio on first. He stole two bags his last time he was on the base paths. Would not be surprised if they tried to send him at some point here. Foul ball now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Feldman kicks, fires, caught, and a miss. Down swinging goes De Los Santos. Three Ks in the inning for Davis Feldman. We'll head to the ninth. We're all tied up here at Clover Park. It's 1-1. Ninth inning coming up when we return.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let
let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here in the top of the ninth, tie ball game 1-1. Jimmy Loper back out for his third inning worth of work. Middle, rather, 3-4-5 hitters due up in this half inning. Ryan McCarty, Jeff Wehler, and Abiezel Ramirez. First pitch to McCarty, taking off the plate outside, 1-0. 5 Ks through 2 innings for Loper. Hasn't allowed a base runner yet. That one in there, outside corner, now a 1-1 count. McCarty, 1-for-2 on the day, doubled back in the fourth. That was one of back-to-back chances for the Blue Jays with a runner at third that they couldn't take advantage of. Caught and a miss there now, 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Loper kicks, fires. That one flared towards shallow center. Couple guys out there. Villavicencio, the shortstop, is going to run it down, make the grab. That'll be out number one. That'll bring up Jeff Wehler. Last time he came up in the ninth in a tie ball game. You remember what happened there. Walk-off solo shot to beat Clearwater a week ago today. See if he's got another one in him. Righty-righty matchup. Loper kicks, fires that first pitch off the plate outside. It's 1-0. Wehler, 1-for-3 on the day. Fouled that one off the end of the bat. Slider just got the smallest of pieces to it, and it's 1-1. Now in a line shot that bounces right in front of De Los Santos. Picks it up, throw to first in time for the 4-3 putout. Two up, two down. Now Abiezel Ramirez, last chance in the inning potentially for the Blue Jays. Batting from the left side. Now against the righty. First three at-bats were from the... Rather, batting from the left side against the righty. First three at-bats were from the right side against De La Cruz. First pitch taken for a ball, asking for a challenge is Villalobos. That's confirmed as a ball, so St. Lucie with just one remaining. One and oh to start off with Biazel. That one, ground ball, and that's a fair ball. Nice pickup there by Castillo. Beats out a Ramirez down the line to get the 3-U. What a play by Luis Castillo, saving extra bases. And that'll bring us to the bottom half of the ninth here at Clover Park. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Bottom of the ninth coming up when we return. We're back here, bottom of the ninth. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Grayson Thurman, the new wing out there for the Blue Jays, on for the 21st time this year. 4.94 ERA through 23 2/3. An 0-1 record. We're tied up here 1-1. First pitch by Thurman. That one's lined foul by Wilfredo Lara. And it's 0-1 to start him off. Bottom of the ninth, in a 1-1 ball game, it's going to be Wilfredo Lara, Vincent Perozzo, and Karel Paz all due up in this half inning. Thurman kicks, fires. That one lifted high up in the infield. Thurman off the mound. He's getting called off by Jeff Wehler. And Wehler will make the grab in foul territory, about halfway between home and third. One up, one down. That'll bring up Vincent Perozzo. Back-to-back lefties now coming up for St. Lucie. Perozzo 1-for-3. A double back in the fourth. Sandwiched between two strikeouts swinging. That one inside. Perozzo backs away. And it's 1-0. Grayson Thurman, the 24-year-old. Out of Lynch Station, Virginia. Caught and a miss. Now 1-1. Undrafted out of University of Lynchburg in Virginia. Signed with the Blue Jays during spring training of this year. That one in there for a strike. Now 1-2. Ball in, two strikes. That one low and outside. 2-2 now the count to Perozzo. Blue Jays trying to win the series. Go for 5 out of 6 tomorrow. St. Lucie trying to get the win and give themselves a chance at a series split tomorrow. That one fouled down and off of Perozzo while he was still in the box. The count stays 2-2. Dunedin trying to win 4 out of their last 5. Rather, 5 out of their last 6. They've already won 4 out of their last 5. 2-2 pitch. That one breaks the bat. Soft liner to Recalbin. And he makes the grab for out number 2. Now Karell Paz is going to be third hitter this inning. Left fielder up for the fourth time. He's 0-3. Another lefty-righty matchup. Again, no lefties available out of the pen. First pitch, that one low. In this lefty-heavy lineup for St. Lucie. That one just low and outside. And Deschamps going to ask for a challenge. And it is confirmed as a ball. So the Blue Jays lose their first challenge. They've still got two remaining. Not a bad one to challenge with how late we are into the ball game, and with how close that pitch was. That one lifted towards left center. Coming in is Delrow, and he's going to run it down for the grab. Three up, three down. A good inning of work for Grayson Thurman, so we'll head on to extras. Another extra inning game, the first one since we were in Bradenton a few Sundays ago on June 11th. Blue Jays ended up winning that game in 10 innings with the recently traded Juan Gonzalez being the hero in that ball game. St. Lucie's got a new pitcher coming out. We'll head on to the 10th. Abiezel Ramirez is going to start on second base as the automatic runner, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. 10th inning coming up. We're back here in the top of the 10th inning. Angel Del Rosario is going to lead things off for Dunedin. Abiezel Ramirez on second as the automatic runner. Righty-righty matchup. I wouldn't be surprised to see a bunt attempt here by Delro to move Abiezel over to third. They're expecting it. The corners are in. First pitch. That one fouled back and out of play. No bunt attempt there by Del Rosario. It's 0-1 to start him off. He's 0-3 on the day with a failed bunt attempt and two Ks. Del Rosario, Masson, and Deschamps. 6-7-8 hitters all due up in this half inning. Corners have moved back. Bailey Reed, the new pitcher for St. Lucie. That one missed inside. 1-1 the count. That does it for Jimmy Loper. Three perfect innings with five Ks. An outstanding relief appearance by him. Now Bailey Reed on for the 12th time. Now on a line shot into left field. That's going to be a base hit. But it was close enough to Villavicencio for Abiezel to not know if he was going to be able to make it to third or if it was going to be caught. A wild throw from left field by Karell Paz. Almost got away from the infield. Del Rosario was almost caught in between first and second as well. Now runners on the corners. Nobody out for J.C. Masson. Bailey Reed on for the 12th time, a 14.04 ERA so far in 2023. And with the St. Lucie Mets, it's been a 6.75 ERA. Sixth appearance as a member of the Mets, four innings of work. And there goes Delro. Foul tip back to the screen by Masson. 0-1 to start off JC. Delro's going to have to go back. Trying to kill that double play opportunity. Masson digging back in. We'll see if they try to send Delro again. First and third. And there he goes. Outside, no throw. Del Rosario into second with a stolen base. One and one now the count. Two runners in scoring position for the Blue Jays. The infield comes in for St. Lucie. Blue Jays had two runners in scoring position with no outs back in the fourth. They couldn't get anything out of it. Righty kicks, fires. That one drops in there for a strike. One and two now the count. Nick Deschamps waiting on deck. Righty comes set, kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Inside breaking ball. And down swinging goes Masson. That's his fourth strikeout on the day. He wears the unfortunate golden sombrero. It's a big first out for Bailey Reed. First pitch to Deschamps. That one low and outside for a ball. 1-0 to start it off. We saw Reed back in game two of this series. He pitched an inning. No runs, no hits. Perfect inning with two Ks. The 1-0. Late swing at that one. Late decision to take a hack by Deschamps. And it's 1-1. Biazel on third. Del Rosario on second. Blue Jays got to get something here with this opportunity. Righty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. One and two now the count to Nick Deschamps. Raquel DeCastro waiting on deck. Ramirez started the inning on second. Del Rosario with a base hit, but he couldn't bring Ramirez home. That one off the plate. Good take there by Deschamps. Two balls, two strikes. A righty-lefty matchup. Reed kicks, fires, fouled off. Deschamps gets a piece of it, enough to stay alive. Two and two. And the pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Deschamps. Back-to-back Ks with runners at second and third again. Blue Jays in danger of wasting yet another golden opportunity. Now Raquel DeCastro needs to step up and do something here for Dunedin. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there to start him off 0-1. I don't think anybody's warming up for Dunedin, so Grayson Thurman will come back out for the bottom of the 10th. 0-1. That one low and outside. A good scoop there by Villalobos. Needed to keep that one in front of him, and he did. One and one, now the count. The 1-1 by Reed. That one missed. They're going to ask for a challenge. It looked like a good pitch. That is overturned to a strike, so a successful challenge by the Mets. They keep their final challenge, and now it's 1-2 to DeCastro. One and two. Righty comes set, kicks, fires. Lifted towards right, over in there towards the line is Oda. He's got room, he's got time, he makes the grab. That'll end the inning, and the Blue Jays waste another golden opportunity. So that'll end the inning, and we'll go to the bottom half of the 10th here at Clover Park. Grayson Thurman back out for his second inning. Second and third again with no outs, and they couldn't bring either home. Bottom of the 10th coming up here at Clover Park. We'll be back. We're back here, bottom of the 10th, runner on second to start it off. It's Karell Paz. Scott Oda is going to lead things off. Grayson Thurman back out, first pitch fouled off the front foot of Oda. He goes to ground and it's 0-1. Karell Paz starting off the inning as the automatic runner. And that's going to bring out the head athletic trainer for St. Lucie, Anthony Olivieri. They're going to go check out Scott Oda. That was a hard foul ball. I think it was right above that shin guard. He's going to walk around and make sure it's good to go. Taking anything off the shin hurts, no matter what it is or how hard it is. That was a baseball right there, batted straight down. See if he can take a swing, and he does. He's still limping, but not much he can do about a shin. So we're back, and it's an 0-1 count. The potential winning run on second base for St. Lucie. The Blue Jays have to keep a run off the board. They couldn't score in the top of this inning. First pitch, that one a ground ball. That's going to move the runner. Picked up by DeCastro, throw to first in time. That puts a lot of pressure on Grayson Thurman. Now Tyrone Campos, his first at-bat since taking over defensively for Yoel Martinez. The infield comes in for the Blue Jays. Caught and a miss of that first pitch. It's 0-1. Thurman needs a strikeout here. Or a shallow fly ball or a hard hit ground ball right to one of his infielders. Anything else would likely win the game for St. Lucie. That one sent high towards shallow right. Out there's DeCastro right on the outfield grass. He'll make the grab, and that's out number two. That is exactly what the Blue Jays needed. A pop foul by Tyrone Campos, and that'll bring up Fernando Villalobos, the catcher. Two down now, Villalobos stepping in. He's 0 for 3, 3 Ks. Thurman, an out away from sending us to the 11th. First extra inning game of the second half. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Thurman comes set. The 0-1, ground ball over to first. Picked up by McCarty. He'll take it to the bag himself. He steps on the bag, and we're on to the 11th. A great inning by Grayson Thurman. He got everything he needed. We will head to the 11th inning. Looking ahead, it's going to be Raquelman DeCastro on second, and the top of the order coming up for the Blue Jays. Jaden Rudd, Manuel Beltre, and Ryan McCarty. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back for the 11th inning. We're back here, top of the 11th. Grayson Thurman able to keep a run off the board in the bottom of the 10th. 1-1 ball game. Luis Rodriguez is the new pitcher for the Mets. First pitch to Jaden Rudd, taking inside for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. Raquelman DeCastro starts the inning. Over there in scoring position as the automatic runner on second base. Third appearance for Rodriguez this year. for St. Lucie. That one off the plate outside. Now a 2-0 count. We saw Rodriguez for an inning in game two of this series. He gave up a walk, but no runs, no hits, and a K. 2-0 the count to Rudd. One for three on the day. He was also hit by a pitch back in the third. That one lifted back left side up and out of play. It's 2-1. 2-1 the count. Infield shaded over to the right side. Anything pulled should get DeCastro over to third base. Righty comes set. Kicks, fires. Lifted up in the air, right side. Back. Keep coming back. Keep coming back, and it will. Back into the stands. And it's 2-2 to Jaden. Two balls, two strikes. Rudd, Beltre, and McCarty all due up in this half inning. Top third of this Blue Jays order. Rodriguez comes set, kicks, fires. Ground ball back to the pitcher up the middle. Picked up by Villavicencio. Throw to first in time, but moving over to third is DeCastro. Rudd does his job. Gets it up the middle to the right side. Picked up on the right side of second base by Villavicencio, and that's going to bring the infield in for St. Lucie. Now it's Manuel Beltre. First pitch, takes that one in there for a strike. Breaking ball dropped in, it's 0-1. Beltre 0 for 4 on the day, no better time for his first hit. It's a righty-righty matchup. That one up and in. Villalobos is going to have to be a brick wall behind the plate. The 1-1. That one high. Asking for a challenge is Villalobos. This could be their last one. And it is their last one. It's upheld as a ball. St. Lucie out of challenges the rest of the way. Dunedin still has two remaining. Two-one pitch. That one bounces, pops away. They don't know where it is. DeCastro is going to score. Popped up the first base line in the dirt. It was kept in front by Villalobos, but he was given no chance at that. He didn't know where it was. He thought it got behind him. Villalobos is upset, but not a lot he could do. Did the best he could on keeping that in front. Tough ask for you to keep that close as well. A 3-1 count. The Blue Jays have a 2-1 lead. Rodriguez comes set, kicks, fires. Fouled down and onto the back foot of Beltre, and it stays, rather, moves to 3-2. It's full. Full count, nobody on and one away. 2-1 lead for Dunedin. Rodriguez comes set. Full count pitch. Fouled off. Three balls and two strikes. The pitch. Ground ball left side. Charging in is Villavicencio, and it bobbles off his glove. We'll see if that's ruled an infield hit or an error. Wasn't hit overly hard. Villavicencio had to charge in for it. I'm leaning error, and yes, it is going to be an error. Runner on first, one away. Ryan McCarty, the batter. First pitch. That one in there for a called strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Righty-righty matchup again, the 0-1. Ground ball left side, picked up by Lara. He's going to have to go to first, and it's in time. Moving Beltre into scoring position, now two down. Now it's Jeff Whaler. Up for the fifth time, he's 1-for-4. Another righty-righty matchup. Beltre in scoring position. Trying to extend upon the lead. Caught and a miss of that first pitch. It popped a little bit away from Villalobos, but down the third base line and no chance for Beltre. Oh, and one to start off Whaler. Five for five last night. Had a great offensive outing. Checking his swing. Did he go around? He did. Quickly down 0-2. Both of those pitches fooling Whaler. Now he's down in a hole. Beltre leaning off. Throw to second. That's going to get into center field. Now Beltre's going to head over to third. Sliding pickup, and it bounces away from Villavicencio. Beltre into third. That should have been the second out, rather third out. Beltre was caught leaning off of second. The throw was going to be behind. They would have easily got him had it been a good throw by Rodriguez. It's an E1, moving Beltre 90 feet. Now Villalobos again is going to have to be a brick wall. It didn't work out well last time. The 0-2, caught and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Whaler, but the Blue Jays bring in the go-ahead run in the top of the 11th. We'll head to the bottom half. Grayson Thurman back out for his third inning worth of work. He's going to be tasked to keep that runner on second right where they are. Looking ahead, Villalobos is scheduled as the automatic runner. And the 9-1-2 hitters coming up, Castillo, Villavicencio, and De Los Santos. We'll be back for the bottom half of the 11th after this. We're back here, bottom of the 11th. Villalobos still out there. They didn't pinch run for him. The catcher will start on second base. It's going to be Luis Castillo, Kevin Villavicencio, and Jeffrey De Los Santos. They need a run to keep this game going. Grayson Thurman back out for his third inning worth of work. In his 21st appearance on the year, he's only come out for a third inning twice this season. First pitch, that one in there for a strike. Fastball starts him off 0-1. Castillo on the day, 0 for 3, 3 Ks. Thurman looking in. Now he comes set. Lefty-righty matchup. The pitch. That one up and out. Evens it up 1-1. Lifted towards center. Shallow coming in is Rudd on his horse, and that's going to fall. And it gets by Rudd. Picked up out there and right now by, I believe that was Roque Salinas. It goes down as a hit. A bloop single for Luis Castillo. Only moving to third with the uncertainty if that was going to be a single is Villalobos. And that is Roque out there in right field. So defensive replacement for the Blue Jays. He takes over for J.C. Masson in the outfield. First pitch, that one low for a ball, 1-0. Rest of the defense is the same for Dunedin. Righty kicks, fires, fouled off the front foot. Villavicencio with a 1-1 count. Tying runner 90 feet away for St. Lucie. Potential winning run on first. The infield is not in for Dunedin. They're playing straight up with the middle infield in double play depth. The 1-1. That one in there. 1-2. Fastball low outside corner. A 1-2. And 2 count now to Villavicencio. Strikeout here would be huge. Thurman kicks, fires. Lifted towards left. I don't know if that's going to be deep enough. Del Rosario's got a good arm. He makes the grab, and nobody's going to take off. Now in between first and second. Was Luis Castillo trying to draw a throw to second? And Delro just ran it into the infield. Smart heads-up play by Del Rosario. Not falling for that bait. That's a big first out. Villalobos, not enough speed on third to try and get to home on that fly ball. Big first out. Puts a double play in opportunity. First pitch. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Jeffrey De Los Santos. Again, the Mets have no more challenges. Wilfredo Laura waiting on deck, hoping to get a shot. That one in there for a strike. Now 0-2. Runners on the corners, one away. Blue Jays up by a run here in the 11th inning. Thurman kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. And that was challenged by Nick Deschamps, and it's unsuccessful, so the Blue Jays have one remaining. Thurman looking in. He comes set. The pitch. Caught and a miss. Big strikeout for Thurman. Two down, now one out away. St. Lucie down to their last chance. Wilfredo Lara, the batter. He's 1-for-4 today. Thurman steps off. That'll be a disengagement. Blue Jays trying to hold on and win the series. They've only got one series win on the year. That one in there starts them off 0-1. No balls, a strike to Lara. The pitch. Foul ball left side. St. Lucie down to their final strike. No balls. Two strikes, two gone. Runners on the corners. Thurman, a pitch away from getting the win. Thurman comes set. Kicks, fires. Lifted towards right center. Roque headed back towards the track. That's going to be cut on the warning track. Roque runs it down. And the Blue Jays take this game in the 11th inning by a score of 2-1. Grayson Thurman, what an outing by him. Three shutout innings in the three most important innings of the game. Came in the ninth, shut down the Mets. Came in the 10th, shut down the Mets. And he came back out for the 11th, and he shut down the Mets. The last two innings with the potential winning run starting in that 10th inning on second base and the tying run on second, neither came in to score. Thurman with a well-deserved first win of his professional career. And the Blue Jays clinch the series here after Game 5. A 2-1 victory in 11 innings. Final lines are as follows. Your Blue Jays, 2 runs on 5 hits. They committed 0 errors. The Mets, 1 run on 4 hits. They committed 3 errors. The win goes to Grayson Thurman, and the loss goes to Luis Rodriguez. And, hey, I know it's Sunday, but we're back here tomorrow for Game 6 of this series. First pitch for tomorrow's Game 6 is scheduled for 6:10 p.m. And coverage will begin here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network at about 5:55. We appreciate you tuning in today, tonight, and as always, hope to see you again tomorrow night for Game 6, the wrap-up game of this series here in St. Lucie. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Blue Jays win 2-1 in 11. We'll see you tomorrow.
season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. Back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Mama, know them here in this big city we're in.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. Take my